Test 8. Listening test. The listening test is in four parts. Directions are given for each part. Part 1. Photographs. You will hear four statements about a picture. Choose the statement that best describes what you see in the picture. Circle your answer. Number 1. Look at picture 1. A.
He's weighing some fruit.
B.
He's spilling a drink.
C.
He's throwing away bottles.
D.
He's paying for groceries.
Number 2. Look at picture 2. A.
There's trash on the freeway.
B.
The man is changing a tire.
C.
A woman is getting out of a car.
D.
The car has broken down.
Part 2. Question response. You will hear a question or statement and three responses. Choose the best response to the question or statement. Circle your answer. Number 3.
What would you do if they offered you the position of branch manager?
A.
I should have sent her an email.
B.
That's too bad.
C.
I'd accept it immediately.
Number 4.
Can you call her right away and ask her to lend it to us?
A.
Hi, this is Kim.
B.
Okay, I'll do it now.
C.
I'll lend it to her.
Number 5.
Are you going to refuse to move to Los Angeles?
A.
Probably. I dislike large cities.
B.
Yes, you've got a point there.
C.
No, she may go out with friends.
Number 6. You should have backed up the files.
A.
You should deny it.
B.
I wouldn't go back again.
C.
Sorry, I forgot.
Number 7.
How are things going at the office?
A.
I'm going in an hour.
B.
Just fine, thanks.
C. Here's something for you. Number 8.
Did he say he would be out of town this week?
A.
I don't remember.
B.
That's too bad.
C.
He asked me today.
Part 3. Short conversations. You'll hear some conversations between two speakers. There are three questions for each conversation. Choose the best response to the question. Circle your answer. Questions 9 through 11 refer to the following conversation.
The manager called on Tuesday and said he would be coming to attend the annual meeting. He asked me to pick him up at the airport next Wednesday evening. I have a birthday party for my daughter that night, so could you meet him?
Well, actually I promised I'd go to the movies with some friends that night. But I can change it to Thursday or Friday.
Great, thanks. He said he would email me with his flight details, so I'll tell him to look out for you.
Number 9. Why did the manager call the woman? Number 10. What does the woman ask the man to do? Number 11. What will the man probably do next Wednesday? Questions 12 through 14 refer to the following conversation.
While you were out this morning, the bank manager called. I made an appointment for you to discuss the loan application with her on Monday at 10.
You should have checked with me first. I have to meet a client at 9:30.
I tried, but your cell phone was off. You're usually free then, so I thought it would be okay.
Well, I definitely can't meet her in the morning. Can you call and ask her to make it sometime in the afternoon?
Number 12. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 13. What does the man tell the woman? Number 14. What does the man ask the woman to do? Part 4. Short talks. You will hear some talks, each given by one person. There are three questions for each talk. Choose the best response to the question. Circle your answer. Questions 15 through 17 refer to the following talk.
Good morning. I'm Sergeant Owens. The mayor asked me to speak about ways we can reduce crime and increase the level of honesty and trust in the community. Recently, there has been an unfortunate increase in violent crime. Many residents have told us they would not know what to do if they saw people fighting in the street or other crimes being committed, such as people shoplifting. So I am here today to offer some advice. What should you do? First, if you see people fighting, do not try to break it up. You could get hurt. Call the police. If you see anyone shoplifting, report it to the store manager immediately. Do not confront the shoplifter.
Number 15. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 16. According to the talk, what has recently increased? Number 17. What are the listeners advised to do if they see people fighting? Questions 18 through 20 refer to the following radio broadcast.
Good morning. I'm Naomi Walker on 80.5 FM. Thanks to our listeners for all the suggestions I received last week for today's program, Peace in the Workplace. Kylie offered some advice about giving excuses for not meeting deadlines. She said you should never tell lies because it would only make others lose their trust in you, and she thought it was just wrong. John expressed his concern about people who are quick to make formal complaints. He thought it was much better to focus on offering solutions to a problem. After a short commercial break, we'll hear some listeners' ideas for giving great compliments. Stay tuned.
Number 18. According to the speaker, what happened last week? Number 19. What does John suggest people are quick to do? Number 20. What will happen next? This is the end of the listening test.